A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Sadi Vav. Kesubas 96a. Pagination is 191. We are on the topic of an almana, a widow, and her relationship with the descendants, with the estate, and what her contributions should be. And the Gemara tells us about 9 lines from the top. Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina, kol melacha she'isha osa lebaila, any work that a woman would do for her husband, meaning these are the things that she normally was doing during the marriage, and now she's living as part of the household, and she's being supported, and she's going to continue to work. Almana osa liyarshim, the widow continues to do those labors for the descendants as part of the estate. If she normally washed the floor, whatever she did, so she continues doing that. If she normally would make wool, for example, then she would continue doing that. Chutz mimizigas hakos vehatzoas hamita vearchotzas ponav yodo veraglo. Except for acts that were of intimate service to the husband. Pouring his cup, arranging his bed, and washing his hands, feet, and face, as Rashi observes. These were things, hamikorvos chiba vehergel davar. These were intimate acts, very personal things of service. And we find, for example, she'ein nida osan labayla. A nida is not going to do these things for her husband during the time period where intimate contact is forbidden. So these behaviors are also forbidden. And therefore, these activities do not get extended to the descendants because she's not married to them. She doesn't have that relationship. This is a statement that's closely related with the Mishnah, with the topic in Ksubis, with the title of the Perek, Almana Nizonis, that the widow continues to be supported from the estate, and she works, and this is part of the guideline as to what types of work she does. From this statement, the Gemara launches into another somewhat related topic of what types of service does a student legitimately do for his Rebbe. He is not married. He's not a slave. What's compelling him to do the service for his Rebbe, and to what extent does that service apply? And we do have a concept of service. We're told, Godol Shimusha Yosa Milimudo, that on a certain level, serving a Talmud Chacham can make a greater impact on one's education, on one's schusim, on one's greatness, even greater than the amount that the person learnt in a scholarly, academic sense from the Rebbe. The Gemara is in Brachas Daf Zayin Amud Beis, 7b in Brachas at the end of the page, where the Gemara points out, Po Elisha ben Shafat asha yotzak mayim al yidei Eliyahu. When they later wanted to make reference to the great Navi Elisha, they did as his description of greatness, he's the man who poured water for Eliyahu. So there is commentary as to what great moment he poured water for Eliyahu. It's referring to the great event at Har HaKarmel. But nevertheless, the description is that his greatness is that he poured water for his Rebbe, Eliyahu. Even though he studied and learned a lot from Eliyahu, but the claim to fame is that he served Eliyahu. And this seems to be a lost art, where rarely do we find a Talmud truly serving the Rebbe. We have to discuss why that is. On a different occasion, perhaps, we will discuss it. But just to introduce the concept, our Gemara states, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol malacha sheha'eved osa l'rabo, Talmud osa l'rabo. Any act of service that a servant would typically do for his master, a Talmud, a student, does that for the Rebbe. So brings him his towel, helps him with his bags, whatever it is. Chutz mehataras minol. Except for helping him with his shoes, apparently that was a level that was degrading, and one would think that he's his slave, and you can't do that. Amar Rava lo amrin ala b'makom she'emar kirimoso. That restriction that he can't help him with his shoes is only in a place where they don't know what the relationship is. They don't know this person and realize that he's a regular, legitimate Jew. Ava b'makom she'emar kirimoso leslan bo. But if they know who he is, then there's no such restriction. Omer Ravashi, even clearer, Ravashi says, if a Malcolm Shema Kirimoso Namilo Amron, even if it's a place where they don't know him, Ella de la Manach Tefillin, if he's not wearing Tefillin, of a Manach Tefillin, but if they see him wearing Tefillin, Leslan Ba, you have nothing to be concerned with, Rashi says, because an Eved typically does not put on Tefillin, he's Mechuyev Mitzvahs Ke'isha, and women are absolved of the mitzvah of tefillin, and so slaves typically did not put on tefillin. If this student wore tefillin, that would be enough of an indication that people would not get the wrong idea. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan, kol amoneya talmido milishamsho. If a Rebbe stops his student from serving him, ki ilu moneya mimenu chesed, he's withholding a kindness from the student, because there's much growth to be had by serving the Rebbe. On a simple level, it's because sichas chulin shel tamidei chachamim tzrichen limud, the simple activities of the Rebbe are worthy of learning from, and therefore it's good to be in association, to be around, and that's a good thing. But on a deeper level, it seems that our Gemara is introducing a profound concept that serving the Rebbe raises the Talmud, makes him great, and puts him in touch with greatness on a very powerful mitzvah level. And therefore, to withhold that goodness from the student is considered wrong. The Gemara applies the Pasuk Shene'emar, a Pasuk in Iyov, Vav Yudalid, Lamos me Re'ehu Chased. He's described as a person who's withholding from his fellow kindness, referring to the Rebbe. If he withholds that goodness of the student to be able to serve the Rebbe. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Av Porek Mimeno Yira Shamayim. He's actually removing an opportunity of Yira Shamayim. Shenema v'yirashaka ya'azov, and the fear of heaven he forsakes. And apparently, from our Gemara, quite emphatically, and from another number of other Gemaras as well, we see that there was a practice called Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. It is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Simen Reish Mem Beis Yud Tes and Chaf, but it comes with very little commentary, and it seems to be a bit of a lost art. And again, perhaps on a different occasion, we can explore why. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.